This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
With us?
Yeah, and you clearly have a bit of intel there. We have Tom Mosby, who is the CEO of the Koori Heritage Trust, and is going to chat to us about Second Skin Essence of Country, which is happening soon at Fed Square. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure.
Our pleasure. So you missed out hearing I Drove All Night by Celine Dion because you didn't answer your phone quick enough. Naughty Tom.
Oh, no, that's great. That's perfect. You know I love that song, David.
Yes, we know you love that song. Now, Tom, tell us a bit about you for those that don't know who you are. With the great responsibility you have at the Koori Trust.
Yep. So I'm the CEO of the Koori Heritage Trust. We're located in the Yarra building at Federation Square. I've been CEO since 2012, over 10 years now. And we do a range of things at the Trust, but it's all around supporting, promoting, celebrating Victorian, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander First Nation peoples. A lot of stuff.
And the wonderful thing, Tom, about the space is it's very large. There's exhibition spaces and then there's other spaces you can go to see collections and it's a really, you know, like you can lose yourself there for a few hours, can't you?
You can, because we put on temporary exhibitions, but we also have a collection, and so we have a permanent collection exhibition on the top floor of the building. But the exciting thing for us, because we currently have the ground floor and the top floor of the Yarra building, but we're actually about to take over the middle floor and expand into that. So that's very exciting. So we'll have new temporary exhibition spaces. We'll have a new retail shop as well. Very exciting.
Yeah, well, I think I told you the other week when I saw you is that I had some friends from England and I took them in there and they were blown away with it. You know, they really felt that they got the essence of the, you know, like Aboriginal community. So congratulations on that.
Thanks for that, because, I mean, the thing for us is really about, like I said, it's about promoting that there is a Victorian Aboriginal community down here. When people actually think of Aboriginal Australia, they tend to think everything's located up north. It's in Queensland, Northern Territory, Western Australia. But the fact is we actually do have a community here in Victoria, here in Melbourne, and it's very much about supporting and promoting that.
Right. Now, tell us about this Second Skin, Essence of Country.
So this is an exhibition based on, it is a collection-based show, so things from our collection, and it's really looking at the use of possum skin, kangaroo skin in contemporary artworks, but also acknowledging that there is this long history of the use of especially possum skin. When you look at possum skin cloaks that the Victorian First Nations people had during pre-settlement, it was, I mean, obviously we all know Victorian weather. It was a way of keeping people warm. It was about protecting people as well.
Yeah, and the fact is, in a lot of cases, myself as an Anglo-Australian, we're not encouraged to use possum skin, are we?
Well, no. And also, I mean, the thing with a lot of these practicing artists as well, you're actually not allowed to use possum skin as well anymore. Now, people actually import possum skin from New Zealand for the use in art and for making artworks.
Right, okay.
Because I think that they're protected species, I believe, here in Victoria, so you can't actually use Victorian possum skins.
We've learned something already, Tom. So
There you go.
So there are 22 artists involved in this exhibition.
Yep.
And go on.
No, 22 artists, all Victorian, like I said, Victorian First Nations, and a range of, even starting with, William Barrack, who was a 19th century Aboriginal elder here in Victoria. He did a lot of watercolours, and the watercolour that we have in the collection actually shows a group of dancers wearing possum skin. So it's actually about the depiction of possum skin as well as the use of possum skin, kangaroo skin in artworks as well.
Oh, okay, what a clever twist on it. You know, like instead of just looking at the possum skins or whatever, you know, what it was used for, that's a really interesting way to do it. And whereabouts it in your space? Is it on the ground level in that exhibition space, or is it upstairs?
Yep. No, it is on the ground level. So when people enter the building, our temporary exhibition space is on the ground floor. So easy to find. And when you walk through, you also walk through our retail shop. So I encourage people to actually drop in and have a browse through our shop as well.
Yeah.
And so can you tell us a little bit about the cultural relevance of the possum skins? Because I know downstairs here in the Pride Centre, we have an incredible possum skin cloak that has paintings and drawings on it, but it's made up of multiple pieces. What is the journey that a possum skin cloak takes to be made, and what is the relevance of the symbols on them?
Yeah, so traditionally you would be presented with a possum skin cloak, or a baby would be wrapped in the possum skin cloak, and obviously as you grow, additional pieces would actually be added to the cloak as well, to enlarge it, and then when a person passed away, they'd be wrapped in the cloak and buried with the cloak as well. So there's this sort of history from birth until death, which traditionally I think tells a very good story of the life of a person. And then on the interior, obviously, of the skin, on the skin side, you would actually inscribe it or mark it with artworks. And so it becomes this beautiful piece of art as well.
Right.
So I think this cloak you have would be similar to what we have in our collection, where artists have actually inscribed on the inside of the cloak beautiful words.
And so, Tommy, you were saying that you can't actually use Victorian possum skins anymore. Does that mean that's fading out? So when you're born, you're not wrapped in a possum skin anymore?
I think traditionally it still would be used, but a lot of the works are obviously contemporary artworks made for as artworks, and because of that, because you can't actually get the skins here in Victoria, people import them from New Zealand.
Yeah, yeah. And so does that change the way people think of using it, or you know, does it still make it relevant?
It is still quite relevant, so people still actually use a presentation at birth, but also to wrap a deceased person when they pass. So that cultural history, that cultural reference is still there, but obviously the work that we have were created as artworks and that we've collected into the collection.
Yeah.
And so what different ways have these artists interpreted the exhibition?
Actually, quite a range. So for the cloaks that we have, obviously, as you would have at the Pride Centre, there's beautiful sort of designs that have been inscribed into the skin side of the cloaks. But then also in the exhibition, we actually have things like, I think we have a Mangruk, which is a football, which was a traditional game that was used in Aboriginal Victoria. That's made out of possum skin. But we also have things like headdresses, bags, shields that have incorporated the use of skin and fur into the design as well. Jewelry that we have in the show, all of which again referencing back to the sort of use of possum skin, kangaroo skin.
Interesting. I did actually see something the other day which was talking about Indigenous history and saying that the creation of Australian rules football was actually inspired by an Indigenous game, which must have been the one you mentioned there, and that the word mark comes from the name of that game.
Yep. So the Marne Group, which is the traditional football, or the ball that was actually used, was made out of possum skin, and it was actually seen by the early settlers, the Aboriginal community playing with this ball, and from that, the sort of Australian rules developed out of that game.
Wow. Interesting. Wow, that's fascinating in itself. Tom, you're always coming up with something really interesting at the Koori Heritage Trust. So good on you. Congratulations for making it so enjoyable to pop in and have a look around. So this exhibition runs until the 4th of May, is that right?
It runs until the 4th of May, so really this exhibition will be the last in our current exhibition gallery. Once this exhibition comes down, we will have the new galleries open on the second floor, so all of our temporary exhibition will then move up. So in a sense, it's a farewell to the current space because it's the last show in that space, but it's really exciting for us in terms of our expansion.
Yeah, and it's in a beautiful, the whole Fed Square there is lovely, and you look out onto the Yarra through some of the windows there as well. It's a really nice spot, isn't it?
It is, and there's a real connection that we have physically in the building that we're in to the Yarra because we're right next to it. But also the interior was actually designed by First Nations architects and designers, so as a physical building and a physical space as well, it's an interesting space for people to actually visit and to actually walk through.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us today. And again, I apologise that you missed out on the Celine Dion song.
I know.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Tom Mosby, CEO of the Koori Heritage Trust here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.